all time.
96.7 WVVI. By MJ Brown Construction, Premier Bank, Financial Design Insurance Agency, Schaefer's, by Snyder's Floor Covering, Ohio Automotive, Seneca Millwork, and by the Ropey Corporation.
Attention.
Now, let's go out to the match on your home for Tiffin Calvert Volleyball. Classic hits 96.7 WBVI and online at WBVI.com.
Astoria High School, your site for today's action. Division 4 District Finals on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online to WBVI.com. Lance Morris, Matt Common here with you. The Tiffin Calvert Senecas today look to clinch another district title. Standing in their way are the Old Fort Stockaders, about 6.5 minutes away from National Anthem and lineups being introduced here at Astoria High School. And Matt, got another dandy of a match here today as the crowd starts to fill in here at the much bigger than these teams are accustomed to Astoria Gymnasium. And you have two teams that had vastly different matches on Tuesday. In game one, Old Fort needed 5 sets to get past Hopewell Loudoun, and it was a crazy back and forth match. And then for Calvert, it was, you know, kind of more their usual in a straight set win against Mohawk.
Yeah, and I mean, really, for Old Fort, you got to call it about a 5.5 set, as they went to 31-29 in that fourth set. They went past the 25 mark that is usually the, you know, end of a set situation, but it was a really good back and forth between them and Hopewell. Big energy type of game. That was a huge energy game for Old Fort, and one where, you know, you want to hope that the momentum stays on their side and they were able to build off of that. But to be kind of frank, the fact of the matter is those kind of energy games, there is historically a bit of a drop-off after those. And I just don't know if Old Fort is going to have it in them to pull off another 5-set game against Calvert. Can they take a set? Potentially. I think that's certainly within their wheelhouse. They're capable of doing that. They're a very talented team. But we watched Calvert absolutely take Mohawk to the cleaners on Tuesday night, and frankly, the only time that Mohawk was getting any points is if Calvert kind of let their foot off the pedal a little bit and was making mistakes on their own end. So I think this should be a very good match. It's a very competitive matchup on paper, and I think Calvert is going to absolutely decimate them by the time it's all said and done, and I think it's going to be straight sets. I'm sorry, we've seen this team play Old Fort twice already this year, and I think in those 6 sets combined, I think they only gave up about 35 points against Old Fort. These were not close matches during the season. So Calvert, I would say the big thing they need to pay attention to, they can't focus on those previous matches and say, oh, we can just cruise and win this thing. They're going to have to come out firing like they did right off the jump against Mohawk and get out to a quick lead early against Old Fort, because Old Fort, if anything, they proved Tuesday night they can hang with a team if the team lets them stick around long enough. So Calvert's got to come out firing, and personally, I really think they do. I think we're going to be talking about Calvert going on to the regionals in about an hour and a half.
Continuing with our pre-match show coverage brought to you today by MJ Recruiters. MJR, raising the bar online, MJRecruiters.com. 3:45 away from starting lineups being introduced along with National Anthem here at Astoria High School. Division 4 District Finals here today between Calvert and Old Fort, and winner will move on to the Elida Regionals, where they will take on the winner between Hilltop and Hicksville. That game is going to take place later on today as well. And Matt, if you're looking at things for what the Calvert side has to defend, it all starts with this senior outside hitter for Old Fort, and Grace Wasserman. Over 450 kills on the season, by far the most in the entire SBC River and one of the tops in the entire area as well. And Matt, that's going to be really the entire key for Old Fort. If they can get her going, they have a chance. If they don't, that is where things could get rocky.
Well, that's entirely where things could get rocky. Now, the big catch for Old Fort from what we saw in the match against Hopewell, Grace Wasserman is almost exclusively going to attack from the sidelines and try to go cross court. Now, where Calvert excels, it's actually an area that they do pretty good in, is cross court defense. They're really focused on attacking those edges, keeping the sidelines well guarded when they're on the defensive side during a volley. The challenge for Calvert throughout the season has been defending their middle court, and especially in the second set. That has been their challenge throughout the year. It was a bit of an issue last year, so it's been a recurring theme with the Senecas. So if you're Old Fort, you want to have Wasserman attack, but you want her to adjust that attack from the sideline to attack midcourt, where I think she could do some damage if they get her going. And also for Old Fort, another person that you'd really want to see get after it today is Olivia Jones, because she's right at the net most of the time. She's going to be your best bet to attack that midcourt area against Calvert as this game progresses. So you want to see her get involved. You want to see Chloe Wilkinson do some things along the net as well. But you hit the nail on the head. Grace Wasserman, she is a straw that stirs this drink for the Stockaders. If Calvert can shut her down offensively, the little chances that Old Fort had, as Hunter Yackel's supposed to be defending us over here.
Luckily, it didn't actually get to us.
So no, it didn't.
We had that going.
No, it didn't. Just we had to call it Hunter Yackel. He's wearing a hot dog costume, for God's sakes. When given the opportunity, you have to call that out. But if you can stop, getting back to what I was saying, if you can stop Grace Wasserman's attack, the limited opportunities that Old Fort has in winning tonight go from limited to practically non-existent if you can't get Wasserman going.
And for Calvert, their offense can really go a lot of different directions based on really who has the hot hand. But the person that sets all that up, Emma White, is inching closer to 3,000 assists coming into today as Hunter Yackel misses another volleyball. Emma White with 2,931 assists on her career.
My pen was lost in the scuffle. It was really tragic. But
you got it back.
I did. But yeah, I mean, you want to talk about consistency. You want to talk about all-time greats in the state of Ohio. Emma White is in sole possession of fifth place all-time in the history of the state of Ohio for volleyball in terms of career assists, according to the OHSAA. So we've always known since we started covering these teams that Emma White is a special player. She's someone who is extremely talented. She's gifted. She's good at her craft, and that she was clearly someone you had to keep an eye on. The simple fact of the matter is she is becoming a historic level talent in the state of Ohio. SBC Player of the Year 2 years in a row is one thing, but at this stage of the game, you really got to start talking about potential for Ohio Volleyball Player of the Year in Division Four, because she has the pedigree, she has the track record, and the simple fact of the matter is she's going to break 3,000 assists as long as they win tonight and get into the regional matchup. The amount of assists she averages per game leads to her breaking 3,000 within the next two games.
That'll do it for our pre-match show today, brought to you by MJ Recruiters. But we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have our opening serve here from Fostoria High School. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Schneider's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you. With many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock, Schneider's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Schneider's Floor Covering. Schneider's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Schneider's does it all.
Don't sit on the sidelines and let life pass you by. Take control of your health with the help of Grit Personalized Fitness and Training for all ages. Whether it's hiking, riding a bike, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids, Mitch Gardner and the fitness experts at Grit can help you strengthen your quality of life and wellness. Get toned, get fit, get healthy, and get your life back at Grit Personalized Fitness and Training, located in Body Works behind Ace Hardware on Market Street in Tiffin. Get Grit.
Why do you need the highest quality automotive parts like Crown batteries, Castrol lubricants, ANCO wiper blades, and Wagner sealed beams and bulbs? Because when you really need your vehicle, you can rely on these quality parts to get you through. Since 1945, Ohio Automotive Supply Company has been the place to turn for the best automotive parts and personal service. Stop in today at Ohio Automotive Supply Company, 525 West Main Cross Street in Findlay.
Here from Falls Astoria High School, your site for today's action, Division IV District Finals here between the Tiffin Conference Senecas and the Old Fort Stock Gators. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. The team's currently out on the floor now, about to be introduced here for, again, this Division IV District Finals matchup. Winner will advance to the regional semifinals that will take place down in Elida, and the winner of this one will play either Hilltop or Hicksville in at 7:30 on that Thursday in Elida. November 4th is the switch months on the calendar, and we still will wait to see who, in fact, will be the opponent, because Hilltop and Hicksville also going to play here tonight. Matt, before we get rolling, at least officially as far as getting the match started, one thing I want to talk about, and that is something we've mentioned off and on throughout the year, the quality of Calvert's non-league schedule. And that would be, in fact, the fact that all the teams they lost actual matches to, they lost to NDCL, they lost to St. Ursula in 5, and they lost to Liberty Benson in 4. They lost to the NDCL. That was, of course, that Norwalk Invitational Tournament early on in the year. St. Ursula and Liberty Benton have both already clinched district titles. NDCL will play for a district title on Saturday. So there is a better than likely chance that all three of the teams that Calvert has those losses to in the loss column, they could all be playing down in Dayton here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly why I've been standing by my statement of I disagree wholeheartedly with the state rankings that they made, where Calvert has dropped so many spots over the course of the season because of three losses. Their three losses have come against arguably the best team in Division I, the best team in Division II, and the best team in Division III. I think that is more indicative of the level of talent that this team actually has, that the only teams that can actually hang with Calvert are other state champions. It's as simple as that. Like, I know I like to give off a lot of hyperbole and give a lot of hype and stuff like that. I don't mince words when I talk about Calvert. Their schedule, their roster this season has proven to me emphatically that this is a state champion quality team, and that they will most likely be state champions again this year, because the only teams that can even remotely hang with Calvert are other state champion caliber teams. So that's why I say candidly for tonight's matchup, Old Fort's a very good team. Old Fort's a very talented, quality team. They pulled off a great win against Hopewell the other night, an epic 5-set win. Calvert's going to win. It's just as simple as that. It's not even meant to be disparaging towards Old Fort. It's just the simple fact of the matter. We watched Calvert against Mohawk after that 5-set match for Old Fort and Hopewell. Calvert simply plays at a different speed and a different level than anyone else in this tournament, than anyone else for my money in the state of Ohio in Division IV. So that's why I'm so confident in that their schedule, their strength of schedule as well, it just further validates that in my opinion.
And not only that, they also probably play looser than a lot of other teams in the state too.
Oh, Calvert plays with the level of confidence you'd expect from a two-time state champion in the last 3 years. They play with a level of, we are going to beat you, we know we're going to beat you, but we are absolutely going to have a great time along the way, because we're not going to overthink it and just do what we know how to do better than pretty much anybody else. So, yeah, it's Calvert as a team. I mean, Coach Rombach, we mentioned it the other day, she's out there laughing, joking around with the team when they're having timeouts. It's incredible.
Julian Stover serves for Old Fort to get this one rolling. Calvert sets it up far side for Cameron Shook. Old Fort able to dig it up. They set it up for Wilkeson, and she'll get that one through, and Old Fort will strike first. Diving attempt not good enough for Calvert, so Old Fort will get the first points on the board in this one.
And as I mentioned during the pregame, that was a good job by Wilkeson actually attacking that midcourt. You didn't have Mangiola roll up defensively like she probably should have.
Silver keeps serving for Old Fort. Calvert will set it up near side for Hannah Miller, and she'll put it in on the back corner and tie this first set up at one apiece.
That's just like an off-speed pitch from Hannah Miller there. I mean, you're expecting it to go one way, and she completely sends it in the opposite direction. She is very, very talented.
Emma White now back to serve for Calvert. Herrick will dig it up for Old Fort. Tap it over Jousten. That ends up back on Old Fort's side and ends up into the crowd as well. So that'll fall in favor of Calvert. They take the 2-1 lead.
I feel bad saying this, but I really hope someone from Old Fort took a picture when it was 1-0 Old Fort.
Emma White continuing to serve for Tiffin Calvert. That'll be just a little too strong on the back line and go too far for the service error. Ties up set number one at 2 apiece.
The ever recurring theme we saw in Tuesday night's matches were those service errors. Don't know if it's not being used to the bigger arena or not, but all the teams seem to struggle just a little bit on distance.
Emily Blankenship now serving for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up down the middle for Hannah Miller, and she'll put that one through the wall for Old Fort for a Calvert kill. It makes it now 3-2. Calvert leads. Mangiola checks out. Laney checking in for the Senecas. Hannah Miller now goes back to serve. And Matt, to say she was ready for this match was an understatement, was the first player on the floor today at 5:48.
Yeah, she beat a lot of people out onto the floor tonight.
Wasserman taps that one over for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up backside for Rombach. Blocked right back over to Calvert. They're able to dig it up. They set it up for Laney. She taps it over back to Old Fort. Wasserman sends it back over now. Calvert down the middle attack for Hannah Miller. Dug out again by Herring for Old Fort. They set it up for Jones. Miller first to touch it for Calvert. Down the middle, now they set up Shook, and Shook will put that one through the back right corner for the Calvert kill. They now lead 4-2.
That was just an outstanding volley there by Calvert. Very well executed. Solid defense. Everyone was rolling and rotating the way they should. Nicely done. Great way to get a two-point lead.
Hannah Miller keeps serving for Calvert with a two-point advantage here in the opening set. Newport sets it up for Wasserman, and it's blocked at the net, and Calvert sends it right towards their bench. That'll fall in favor of Old Fort, cuts their deficit down to one.
And that's another way that Wasserman can attack. If she can get some good angles on those attacks and kill attempts, she could get them to deflect it out of bounds as well, because Calvert knows they're going to be attacking from the sidelines.
Andre Miller now back to serve for Old Fort. One of a couple sophomores in their rotation. Hannah Miller digs that one up for Calvert. White setting it up for Shook. She'll just tap it over. Jones sends it right back. Blocked again by Jones on a couple straight blocks. And she'll send that one off of another Calvert player. Ties it up in set number one at 4 apiece.
And for Calvert, you want to attack away from Olivia Jones. It sounds silly, but especially at the net, you really want to get away from her.
Miller keeps serving for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up for Shook. And she'll put that one down right in the middle of the floor. Miller was the closest to that one for Old Fort, but not close enough to try even digging that up. Calvert now takes the lead right back, a one-point lead.
And here's definitely where the offensive line comes in for Calvert. You got Lanacek and Mangiola checking back in to replace Shook and Heminger.
Celia Palm now checking in for Calvert. She'll go back to serve. Old Fort sets it up for Wasserman. Miller White digs that one up. Palm sets it up backside for Laney, but can't quite get that one over the net. That'll give point in possession. It back over to Old Fort. All tied up 5-5 in the first set.
Seeing the rotation once again as Shook checks out, and Rombach, it looks like, checks back in.
As does A.J. Heminger, the libero for Calvert on the back row. Rhea Horig now serving for Old Fort. They set it for Lanacek, sent right back over on the block, and then Old Fort able to get it right back over on another block. Set up backside for Rombach, deflected by Old Fort. Will they get over for the free ball? Yes, they will. White sets it up near side for Lanacek and puts that one down on the back line. Calvert retakes the lead.
There's a reason we call her Slamacek. That was textbook right there from the sophomore.
Kate Rombach now goes back to serve for Calvert. Had quite the night serving. Had 6 aces against Mohawk on Tuesday. Her first serve goes over. Old Fort sets it up near side. Wasserman sends it back over. Down the middle, Calvert sets it up for Lanacek, and another kill for the sophomore as now Calvert takes a two-point lead.
She's just so talented at her placement on those with her kill attempts. It really is impressive. I always sound like I'm really hyping this team up more than I should, but simple facts are Hannah Miller, easily a candidate for player of the year next year. Lanacek, year after that.
Rombach keeps serving for Calvert, but they will call it after it hit the antenna on the far side for the Calvert point. Took just a little longer than it should have, but they do get the right call. And in a matter of seconds, Calvert now leads by three.
Yeah, at least it didn't go like three sets of volleys later like it did on Tuesday. My goodness.
Kate Rombach back to continue serving for Calvert. Doesn't have an ace yet, but they have gone on a little three-point run. Hold for it. Will not get it over the net in three as they're unable to do so after a couple awkward passes. Now a four-point advantage for Calvin, and just like that, Old Fort taking their first timeout of the match. We'll take it right along with them on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI. We are here on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. A 9-5 Calvert leading here in set number one over Old Fort. Division four district title match from Fostoria High School on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. First set today brought to you by Bascom Communications, your local link to the world, online at BascomTelephone.com. Lance Morris, Matt Common here with you, ready to go following the timeout taken by Old Fort. Calvert on a little bit of a run. So set it up near side for Old Fort. Washington taps it over. Diving dig that time. Calvert sends it right back. Set it up again, but blocked at the net that time by White. Laney tries to get it over, and now Lanacek will send it back over for Calvert. But they will get a violation on Old Fort, and the run will continue for Calvert, now leading by five.
Yeah, nice little run there from Calvert that they've had since Kate Rombach has taken on the server role. I mean, like you said, Tuesday night, she had a great night with that one as well.
Rombach keeps serving for Calvert. Washington taps it over for Old Fort. White setting up near side for Laney. And it will be in on the back line. That time from Kay Laney for her first kill on the evening. Now up to a six-point lead for Calvert in the first set.
And this is where you see Calvert start to pull away. Just as simple as that.
Kate Rombach still serving with the run going for Calvert. Set it up for Wasserman. Miller digs it up. White setting up for Laney again. Near side deflected and falling on the Old Fort side. Calvert's roll continues. 12-5. They lead in the first set.
Kate Laney, you know, 56 kills, sixth on the team coming into tonight. And one of the things I've always appreciated about her, as soon as the ball gets her, it's like, I'm hitting it. I'm going for the kill.
Kate Rombach still serving, but that run will come to an end as this serve goes just a tad too long on the back right corner. Gives point possession and back over to Old Fort.
Real quick, the Stiff and Calvert volleyball match is brought to you in part by MJ Recruiters, Wilson Tire, and MJ Brown Construction.
Chris Wasserman now serving for Old Fort. White setting up near side for Lanacek. Blocked right back over to Calvert. White will end up sending it over for Calvert. And that will be in on the back right corner. The All-State performer does it again for Calvert. Now a seven-point lead for the Senecas.
I just straight up ask, in this Division IV, the state of Ohio, who's a better player? Just really, she's just incredible in every facet of the game.
Mara Mangiola checking in for Kate Laney. She'll go back to serve for Calvert. And that'll go down as a kill for Old Fort. Chloe Wilkson getting in on the action. That time on the far side kill. Old Fort will add to their score, now trailing 13-7.
Nice to see Wilkinson put some oomph behind it. A lot of the kills we saw on Tuesday from her were more of the soft touch type of attacks.
Beck first to touch that one after the Old Fort serve, and Emma White set it up backside, but there was no one there backside to set it up to, and that will be two straight points for Old Fort.
Old Fort making a little bit of a run here.
Mangiola unable to dig that one up cleanly. That'll go down as an ace for Old Fort. That time from their senior setter, Alyssa Herrick, who's now back serving and giving Old Fort a little bit of a run. The serving will continue. Rombach first to touch it for Calvert. White setting up for Miller near side. Wasserman digs it up, but digs it up under the net, back over to the Calvert side, giving point possession back over to the Senecas.
Yeah, just set up for Hannah Miller to make an attack that usually ends any run from the other teams.
A.J. Heminger, first team SBC River, now back to serve for Calvert. 5 points. They lead by here in the opening set. Awkward setup, but Old Fort is able to get it back over the net. Calvert sets it up for Miller, and so slammer right down on the back line for the Calvert kill. Lead back up to six.
Oh, that was just another killer for Miller. My goodness.
Calvert libero, A.J. Heminger continuing to serve for them. Old Fort will set it up down the middle for Wilkeson. Miller first to touch it. White sets it up down the middle and slammed right back down. That time Cameron Shook with the kill. Calvert's lead back up to seven, and we'll have the second timeouts taken in this opening set by Old Fort. 16-9 is your score. Calvert with the advantage here in the early goings. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI, online through WBVI.com. Set number one today brought to you by Bascom Communications, your local link to the world, online at BascomTelephone.com. And Matt, we've seen Old Fort go on, I would call it, I guess, a mini run, but Calvert has gone on a couple different runs, and that's why we see the score as it is now, 16-9.
Well, the difference is Old Fort has been on mini runs, you know, a two-point run here, a three-point run there. Calvert has been on a six-point run, a seven-point run. They've just been rolling so far in this match, and really the only times it's gotten close have been self-induced mistakes by Calvert, not rotating properly defensively, not having someone on the set, like a very rare miss by Emma White for her no-look kind of passes. But even that, it was still a good play and a good look, just a mistake on their end. So, yeah, that's really the difference. Calvert goes on runs. Old Fort has been on mini runs so far.
1 point on timeouts I will make after this next point. Heminger continuing to serve for Calvert. Old Fort will set it up for Wasserman. Comeback digs it up. White setting up for Miller near side. Slams that down, and it will be in on the far side corner for the Calvert point. They lead 17-9. And one of those points, Matt, is some of these teams are, I'll say, very liberal with their timeouts, whereas Coach Rombach, she hates calling timeouts, will only do so if she feels it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, that's actually a phenomenal point with Coach Rombach.
Wasserman sends that one over for Old Fort. They set it up for Shook, and she'll put that one in onto the painted area on the basketball part of the far side of the floor. Calvert now doubling up Old Fort, 18-9.
That's going back to that point for Coach Rombach. That's because she has complete trust in her players. She doesn't really need to call timeouts to get them to regroup. She knows she can make quick adjustments in the moment.
That'll be an ace for A.J. Heminger. Diving dig attempt from Old Fort. Not enough room to get that one cleanly. Now 19-9, Calvert leading in the opening set.
A.J. Heminger, she's just another one that's just so talented. She's really developed so much from last year to this year.
Heminger still serving for Calvert, and that time a little too strong on the opposite side corner. That goes out of play, cuts it up, sit down to 9 for Old Fort.
That's a little too much strength on that one, but again, just the growth that Heminger's had as a libero this year is just remarkable.
Jillian Sober now back for the second time to serve for Old Fort. Calvert will set it up for Shook, has to tap it over with her right hand. Rocked at the net, still now on the Calvert side after the deflection. They set it up for Shook, dug out again, this time by Old Fort. Set it for Wasserman, and Wasserman's kill will be just a little too long. Mara Mangiola wisely lets that one go long, and Calvert, just like that, retakes possession. They now lead 20-10.
Yeah, that one was close to getting the deflection. I'm surprised that they're not getting called a deflection.
White now back to serve again for Tiffin Calvert. Blocked at the net that time, still on the Old Fort side. We'll set up. Wasserman taps it over, barely gets it over the net, but just the timing of the jumps allows her to get that one in the middle of the Calvert defense for the Old Fort point.
Yeah, missed time on the jump, and also having the net be as a little bit of an extra pass there, being able to slow it down enough to throw off the timing on those jumps.
Emily Blankenship now back to serve for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up for Shook. Good save that time from Old Fort. They set up Wasserman, blocked at the net. White then digs it up. Heminger setting it up backside. Miller comes in, but blocked right back by Jones. And that'll go as a block for Olivia Jones as the Calvert defense got out of system that time as now Old Fort trims down the deficit to 8.
Another point to make about Coach Rombach for timeouts. How often is she in a position where they're down where she needs to burn a timeout?
Also very true. Hannah Miller is set up on the far side and puts that one down for the Calvert kill. 21-12. Calvert leading here into the opening set. Mangiola checking out. Laney checking back in for Calvert. Hannah Miller now back to serve.
And just like that, Calvert ends a nice little run there from Old Fort.
Lancashire will dig that one up for Old Fort. Wasserman will tap it over. Miller then first to touch it. White down the middle, set up for Shook. They're out by Old Fort. Miller sends it over, but a little too strong. And that one will go a little too strong towards the Calvert bench. The Old Forest section is saying they want the deflection, and they will not get it. So the point will go to Calvert, now leading by 10.
I'm actually going to side with the Old Fort people on that one. That ball did definitely have a ricochet as it came off of the net.
Hannah Miller now still serving for Calvert. Old Fort sets it up for Wasserman, but blocked that time by Kate Rombach along with Shook on the left side of the wall. And Calvert now an 11-point lead, 23-12. They lead in the opening set. That's your score on the Ropey Corporation scoreboard, celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. Anna Miller still serving for Calvert. Accidental free ball that time as they'll set it up for Calvert. Down the middle for Shook, and she'll put that one down right around the right elbow on the key portion of the basketball court on the far side of the floor. Calvert now 1 point away from taking set number one.
Well, this has gone exactly as I anticipated it going so far. It's just, again, Calvert plays at a different speed than everyone else in Division Four.
Anna Miller still serving for Calvert. Awkward dig that time for Old Fort. They set it up for Wasserman. Diving save from Miller, but it'll go out of play. So that'll keep this first set going off of another kill from Grace Wasserman. Old Fort now trims it down 24-13.
Still making it a game. I mean, Old Fort's done a good job. They haven't thrown in the towel by any means.
Audra Miller now serving for Old Fort. They set it up for Kate Rombach. Old Fort digs it up. They set it up for Wasserman. Far side cross-court kill, but out of room, and that'll do it for sets number one as the ball goes under our feet here at our table courtside. Calvert with the 25-13 win over Old Fort here in set number one. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, start of set number two here from Fostoria High School. You're listening to Tip and Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBBI.
MJ Brown Construction Company is looking for highly motivated individuals to join their team. If you love working outdoors with a variety of different projects, then the MJ Brown Construction Company is the place for you. While working for the MJ Brown Construction Company, you'll learn skills that will last a lifetime. Call 419-447-5864 to schedule your interview and start your journey on a new career path today. MJ Brown Construction, a trusted company in business since 1939.
Premier Bank is powered by people. People like our proud and strong and wonderfully one-of-a-kind customers who trust us with their dreams and goals. People like our attentive employees who listen and collaborate to consistently deliver the best customer service in the business. People like those in our community who help us make the places we call home as strong as they can possibly be. People like you who we look forward to connecting with at yourpremierbank.com. Premier Bank, powered by people. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Big B Coffee, your home away from home that picks you up and leaves you in a better mood than when you arrived. No matter who you are, we know we'll have a drink for you, and her, and him. You see, here at Big B, we can customize our drinks for each person, dairy or no dairy, coffee or no coffee. We've got you covered, hot, iced, or frozen. Big B Coffee is one of a kind, just like you.
With locations on Tiffin Avenue and Trenton Avenue in Findlay to serve you.
Schaefer's has been committed to providing superior products to farmers since 1839. In everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's crop enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer crop enhancements to work for you.
About 30 seconds away from starting set number two here from Fostoria High School. Your site for today's action to visit for district finals on Classic. It's 96.7 WBBI online through WBBI.com. It's Morris Matt Cobbin here with you today. Calvert was able to roll through set number one. Final score of set number one at 25-13 as we're just about ready to start set number two.
And this is the set that Old Fort really needs to have go in their favor. Historically, set number two has been a bit of a weak spot for Calvert throughout this season, throughout last season. They kind of use this as their, frankly, as their downtime during their matches where they kind of slow things down, get a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more low-key, this is where Old Fort needs to attack. If they want to have a shot at making this thing go longer than three sets, this is absolutely the set that they need to pull away in a hurry.
And White serves for Calvert to get this second set of action started. Old Fort sets up Grace Wasserman, but doesn't have enough oomph behind that one, as that one does not clear the net. Calvert will start this one with the 1-0 advantage.
And for Old Fort, you just can't give away points like that. You got to make them earn those points. That's a big mistake early on.
And the White still serving for Calvert. That'll be in on the back right corner for the ace for the senior. That'll be ace number 45 on the season.
And again, I just stand by it. My vote for Division IV Player of the Year. Just, I really can't think of anyone else.
And White still serving for Calvert. Old Fort sets it up down the middle for Wilkes and gets that one through the wall. Set up for Kate Rombach, far side. Old Fort digs it up, an accidental free ball. Shook sends it back over to Old Fort. Wasserman puts it over and then blocked again. Now back to the Calvert side. Down the middle they set up Shook, and she'll get that one through on the back line for the Calvert's kill. 3-0 advantage in the second set.
There was no power on heaven or earth that was going to stop Cameron Shook from getting a kill in that exact spot. That was like four hits in a row to the exact same spot on the court.
And the White still serving for Calvert, and she'll continue to do so with her second ace already in this set alone, as that was an awkward dig attempt from Oldford, and they will already burn their first timeout, 4-0. Calvert leading set number two here. Calvert won set one at 25-13. Lance Morse, Matt Common with you for Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online through WBVI.com. And Matt, we alluded to it a little bit earlier, but now we have 4 seconds to go a little more in depth. Calvert and Coach Rombach, they hate calling timeouts. She absolutely hates doing it. And another reason you see it be such an advantage for her is because I would say 90-ish percent of the other teams in the area will probably call both of their timeouts in any given set, whereas Coach Rombach really only calls them if at any point they're down by, I'd say like 4 or 5 is around the point where that starts to even enter the mind frame, whereas before it's not even, doesn't even enter your mind.
I would say, honest, if you want to be truthful about it, frankly, I think it's not until they're almost down by double digits is when she considers burning the timeout. She's very, very conservative with her timeouts.
And that one will go for the first Old Fort point of this second set off of the deflection on the wall. That time for Calvert makes it 4-1. We're in set number two.
But I mean, by the same token, her team is so incredibly smart in the game. Does she really need to burn timeouts to make adjustments in the moment?
Stover now serving for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up for Kate Rombach, who paints that one in the back left corner for the kill. And Calvert, just like that, retakes the lead. Now adding onto it 5-1.
This just goes to show the level of talent on this Calvert team. Kate Rombach, a very talented player, fourth on the team in kills, but just really any one of these girls could go off at any moment. That's really what the strength of Calvert is.
Anna Miller now serving for Calvert. And that one won't even get over on the free ball attempt by Wilkinson as she ran out of room as she got closer to the net. Now Calvert leads 6-1 here in set number two.
Yeah, like the effort there from Wilkinson, but she was way too close to the net to try and dig that one out for the free ball.
Anna Miller is still serving for Calvert. Set it up opposite side for Wasserman, but Shook blocks it right back over to Old Fort. Zhao set the net, and Rombach can't quite navigate that one over the wall. And had she been able to get that one over the net, it would have plopped right down for the Calvert kill, but this wasn't meant to be that time.
Well, just to show the calm, cool, collected attitude for this Calvert team, Kate Rombach and Coach Rombach laughed a little bit. She's like, yeah, I thought someone was behind me.
Henninger digs that one up on the Old Fort serve. Cameron Shook will send that one down for the Calvert's kill as that was unable to be dug out by Old Fort as Calvert will extend on their lead now 7-2 here in set number two.
Now we're going to see Cecilia Palm check in on the serve here. Correct me if I'm wrong, have you seen Olivia Miller on the bench today?
Yeah, she's there.
She's still there? Okay.
She is there. Palm now serving for Calvert. Wasserman able to get that one over and an awkward dig, and no one will be able to get that one for Calvert after that. Now 7-3 is your score. And Matt, for all intents and purposes, due to the fact that Olivia Miller had to quarantine for a little bit, that kind of made it to where Cecilia Palm got that opportunity, and it's been Cecilia Palm for the most part since.
Yeah, she's done a great job. It's really important to note that Calvert, you have some quality seniors on this team right now, in particular the obvious ones of Emma White, Kate Rombach, and A.J. Heminger. But this sophomore class is incredibly loaded on this team as well.
Lanacek sends that one over after the Old Fort serve. Wasserman will send that one over. Diving save from Miller. Now Laney will send it over for Calvert. Old Fort digs it right back up. Wasserman blocked at the net. Still back over. Now it'll be back on the Calvert side. Laney will send it back over. They're going to get by Old Fort. They'll set it up for Wasserman. Far side. She'll tap it over. White first to dig it up. Rombach will send it right back over. Diving save again from Old Fort. Wasserman gets that one through the wall. Miller first to deflect it. Lanacek sends it back over. Another diving dig, this time from Old Fort. Wasserman slams it down and saved again by Miller. Laney will send it right back over, and that'll finally get the point for Calvert on a long volley. Calvert extends their lead now 8-3.
Outstanding work by Calvert there, following up. Was a little bit of a misread on their part, the previous point they gave up. Nice volley back and forth. Now you got Kate Rombach back on the serve, and things should be pretty smooth sailing from here.
Oldford will set it up for Jones, but blocked at the net that time by Calvert, but falls on their own side. So that'll go as an Oldford point.
And good job by Olivia Jones. Again, she is very much a roller coaster in terms of her play. Very up and down, but when she's on, she is incredibly talented at the net.
Calvert setting things up after the Oldford serve for Lanacek, dug out by Oldford. Set it up for Wasserman, but blocked that time by Calvert, but still lands on their side. It'll be White tapping it over this time, and right where it needed to be for the Calvert point off of the Old Fort deflection. Back to a 5-point advantage for the Senecas here in set number two.
We call it the Emma White special for a reason. She's the only person on the floor at any given time that makes that particular type of attack actually look special. It's really, really just impressive.
Lauren Mangioli's serve will be just a little too strong on the back line. Then they'll get point possession back over to Old Fort.
And so far in the second set, you're still seeing some of the issues that occur with Calvert in their second set, but they're really seeming to move past them quickly as well.
Calvert setting up for Lanacek, and she'll slam that one right down in the middle left area of the floor. Gets the lead back up to 5 now for Calvert. Lanacek will check out. Shook will check back in now for Calvert.
I'm sorry, she did what? Was it slam or slam a check?
It could be both.
And it really can't.
Heminger now back to serve for Calvert. Wasserman will send it over, but a little too strong as that one hits one of the block parts of the near side painted area on the basketball part of the floor. Now a 6-point advantage for Calvert here in the second set.
Wasserman was just a tad late on her rotation for her arm there. That's why it ended up really sailing on her.
Heminger still serving for Calvert. Miller digs it up for Old Fort. They set it up for Wasserman. Shook will dig that one up for Calvert. They'll find Miller. Diving save from Old Fort. And the accidental free ball goes all the way out of play on the Calvert side for the Calvert point. Lead now up to 7, 12-5 in the second set.
And Calvert's just continuing to roll here. They're just continuing to roll with good court discipline and awareness out on the floor.
Jay Heminger still serving for Calvert. They set up down the middle for Stover. They'll get a net violation that time on Calvert, and they would have gotten the point anyway following the nice attack, but they'll get point possession back over to Old Fort.
Yeah, that was a point for Old Fort either way, whether it's a net violation or on the errant dig attempt from Calvert.
Diving save from Rombach on the Old Fort serve, and the White will end up sending it over to Old Fort on the free ball. They set it up for Wilkinson, and she'll paint that one down as that one's deflected off of my arm. I can't quite catch it, but I was able to deflect it nonetheless. Now Hunter Yackel can do what he should have done anyway. You could have protected me there too.
Could have saved our lives, Hunter.
I'm going to have a bruise now on my arm. Thank you. As I get a compliment on my Calvert shirt that time. So that was from Nolan Beaker as well. Hannah Miller now sends it over. Just barely got it over the net and falling on the Old Fort side for the Calvert point.
You know, it's a real shame that the Calvert faithful don't like us that much.
I know, right?
I mean, the shirt that you're wearing, we both got them. They actually gave them to us as a gift.
Old Fort now setting it up. Diving save from White. Shook will tap it over with her right hand. Old Fort will set it up for Wilkinson. Good dig from Mangiola that time. White will tap it over with her right hand. Wasserman blocked at the net. They somehow get that one back over. White digs it up. Miller sends it right back over. And Old Fort will send it over again for a free ball try. White setting it up for Miller. And Miller this time will slam it down, but they know, we'll say it was an errant hit.
What ended up happening there, she hit the top of the net, but it kept on her side. And just, she hit it with enough power that it actually ended up on the other side, but it went under the net.
Okay. And wow. Somehow Emma White able to send that one over for the free ball, and then they let it go a little too strong as Olfo was trying to get some trickery to get a point there, but was not good enough, and that will fall in favor of Calvert, 14-8. Calvert leading here in set two.
Player of the year. The end. Discussion over.
And the Miller now back to serve for Calvert with a 6-point advantage here in set two. Trying to take a 2-sets-to-none lead. That one will go as a point for Calvert on a double hit from Old Fort. Not able to get it over in enough hits. Calvert now 1 point away from doubling this one up in set two.
I mean, not really fair to call that one a double hit. Hit off the back of Olivia Jones.
Anna Miller now still serving for Calvert. Set up for Wilkinson backside, but doesn't have enough jump on that one to get that hit over the net on the attack air. Now a 16-8 lead for Calvert, and Old Fort will take their second timeout of this second set. We will go ahead and take a quick timeout right along with them. 16-8, your score, Calvert leading in set number two. You're listening to Calvert Volleyball and Classic at 96.7 WBVI.
At Blanchard Valley Health System, we're looking for individuals to join our family of professionals. We require compassion, dedication, and the desire to make a difference in a fast-paced healthcare environment. Jobs are available in clinical and support services. We offer competitive wages and benefits. The culture of BVHS is unique and rewarding. Visit bvhealthsystem.org/careers to search our current openings. Blanchard Valley Health System, we're here for you.
16-8 is your score here. Set number two. Calvert leading this one already 1-0, but with a 16-8 lead here in set number two. And Lance Morse, Matt Common here with you for Calvert Volleyball on the Calvert student section. They're having way too much fun.
You know, it's almost like these two schools are only about 9 miles apart from each other, just down the road on 53, as they are now playing a fan student section version of Red Rover, apparently.
Can't say I'd ever seen that before, but it's the playoffs. Sometimes that happens. And that'll be just in near the back corner that time on the hit from Chloe Wilkinson for Old Fort. We'll cut down the deficit now 16-9 because Old Fort will go back on the serve.
And good job by Wilkinson. Good placement there. That was a really tough spot to land that ball. She did a nice job.
Emily Blankenstrom now serving for Old Fort. Emily White will set up for Kate Rombach. Check out by Old Fort. They'll set it up on the far side for Wasserman. Blocked that time by Rombach. Then first to touch it after another deflection. They set it up for Shook. That one will go right through two diving players for Old Fort for the Calvert skill. Now 17-9, the lead.
And just again, the way that Calvert is able to just end a run as quickly as it seems to start against our teams is remarkable.
Cecilia Palm checking in. She'll go back to serve for Calvert. And blocked at the net that time on the Wasserman attack and sent right back over by Kate Rombach. Calvert adding on to the lead again, doubling up Old Fort now 18-9.
Calvert absolutely running away with this one once again.
And Palm will get an ace to her credit as that one falls right in front of the Old Fort defense. As now it's a 10-point advantage for Calvert. Reminder that set number two today brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Located behind Ace Hardware, inside Bodyworks 24-hour fitness of Tiffin. Palm still serving for Calvert. Lanacek slams that one right back on the accidental attack that time from Old Fort. Calvert adding on to the lead now, leading by 11.
And just another great job there by Slamacek. It's as simple as that. Up at the net when she is definitely in the zone, there are very few that can keep up with her.
Palm still serving for Calvert. We'll set it for Wasserman. That one will be just in, saying the near line judge, but I think their far official said it was tipped anyway. Point goes to Old Fort.
It was, but even with the placement, that one painted the corners beautifully in that far corner. Very good execution from Old Fort.
Audra Miller now back to serve sophomore center slash right side player for Old Fort. Thomas sets it up for Kate Rahm back, and that'll fall right in the middle of the Old Fort defense after the deflection at the net. Calvert will add on to their lead once again, trying to take a two sets to none advantage.
Calvert definitely just cruising right along once again.
Kate Rahmbach can't get that serve over the net. That will go down as a service error. 21-11, now your score.
I gotta say, with Kate Rahmbach, she's always kind of amused. She'll have these amazing serves, and then Andover just went right in the center of the net.
Old Fort now on the serve, and just a little too long. Hannah Miller waited about as long as she could without touching that ball before it went a little too far, and Calvert now adding on to the lead, 22-11.
Oh, that one was heart attack fuel with how close that landed to the line. Woo-hoo, boy. I would not have been able to hold off on that. I would have made a play at that. My goodness.
Angela checking in for Laney. She'll now go back to serve. Set up for Wasserman near side. Lanacek blocks it. Zhao set the net, and that time will fall on the Calvert side in favor of Old Fort.
Oh, really nice shot there for Old Fort. Now, I got to say, this is one of the few times where the home court advantage of the low ceiling for Calvert can mess with them a little bit because they're used to a different timing when a ball gets that high.
Wasserman now back to serve for Old Fort. They'll set it up for Miller. Blocks of the net still on the Old Fort side. And now they think they'll get a net violation.
And they're going to get Lanacek on that one. She reached a little too far over to try and go for that block.
Possession will stay with Old Fort. Wasserman back to serve. On back first to touch it for Calvert. White setting up for Lanacek. And getting that one right across the line as she sends that one over with her right hand, which is her offhand. And it put it right where it needed to be. Calvert leading by 10.
And just more of the same for Calvert, able to place it wherever they want.
Jay Heminger now back to serve for Calvert, but that one will go a little too strong. So a couple straight service errors now for Calvert. Deficit down to 9 for Old Fort.
A little too much oomph on that one.
That one will go a little too long once again, that time on the service error, that time from Old Fort. Just like that, Calvert, 1 point away from taking set two.
And here we go, another set point here for Calvert. Very rare that they like it to this stage and not have a nice run to close it out.
And White now back to serve for Calvert. Old Fort setting it up backside for Wasserman. White first to touch it. Rahmbach will end up sending it over. Old Fort setting it up near side. And that one will go out, and yes, it will go out. Calvert will get the point, and Calvert will advance in this second set and win it in 25-14 as the ball completely disappeared, and we have no idea where it went. It must have went under the bleachers because it is not over by where Matt and I are. Where did that ball go?
Where did it go?
It had to have gone under the bleachers. But anyway, that'll do it for set number two here. Calvert wins set two, 25-14. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, start of set three here from Fostoria. You're listening to Calvert Volleyball on Classics 96.7 WBVI.
Frickin' football is here. Frickers has the games on all the screens, and you score with savings. Enjoy your favorite ice-cold domestic draft personal pitchers for only $6.50. A 48-ounce personal pitcher for only $6.50. And enjoy a plate of your favorite frickin' nachos for just $7. Take your frickin' pick. Frickin' chicken nachos, Mississippi barbecue nachos, or nacho supreme, only $7. This season, don't just be a football fan, be a
nacho fan.
At the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Did you know that flushable wipes are not flushable? It may say on the package that wipes are okay to flush, but they're not. Wipes can clog plumbing in your home and in septic and sewer systems. At the Northwestern Water and Sewer District, we know this firsthand by the number of wipes we have cleaned out of our pumps, screens, and everywhere in between. Do your pipes a favor and do not flush wipes. A message from the Northwestern Water and Sewer District.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
Getting ready to start the third set of action here from Fostoria High School. Your site for today's action, Division 4 district title match between Tiffin Calvert and Old Fort. Old Fort will serve to start off this third set of action. Calvert will set it up for a shot. It'll be deflected by back over to Calvert. And the White wind up sending it over to Old Fort on the free ball. They'll set it up far side for Wilkinson. Blocked to the net that time by Emma White and Cameron Shook. That one will fall in favor of Calvert as they are 24 points away from taking this district's title and advancing to the regionals for the fourth year in a row.
That's a unique way of spinning. It's 1-0. I like it.
Gotta mix things up sometimes. And that one will be out and actually hit the back line judge. And that tells you that it is, in fact, in if it hits the back line judge who's not in play.
Yeah, if it hits him on the fly, that means it was going to be out of bounds. That's a good call there.
Emma White now back to serve again for Calvert. 2-0 they lead here in set number three. And Olivia Jones' attack didn't get over the net. That'll be three straight points for Calvert. 3-0 they lead in set number three.
I just really wish I thought of that spin back when I was in high school. No, I didn't fail. I'm just 45 points away from an A.
There you go. Gotta learn to count backwards sometimes.
Evidently, my goodness.
Emma White still serving for Calvert. Wilkinson will get that one down, and that one will be in on the back corner. It's because of that, the line judge actually took a step away from where he was standing, just in case.
Yeah, probably the right call there. He's been tagged a couple times already tonight.
Yeah. Emily Blankenship now back to serve for Old Fort. Set it up for Shook, and Shook will put that one down. And it will be in for the Calvert's Hill. They now lead 4-1 in this third set.
And Calvert just cruising right along once again here. Third set, this is usually when they really put the hammer down and try to finish things off with a little bit of force. And no surprise seeing Hannah Miller back there on the serve. I know it's just her turn in the rotation, but I'd expect some special things here for the next couple minutes.
Old Fort will end up sending it over on the second hit that time. Hemminger setting it up for Rombach. And that one will be in on the back left corner for Kate Rombach. Her first kill in this third set. 5-1, Calvert leads.
Really nice job there by Rombach. Great placement. You know, we talked throughout the season about someone needing to be a closer. Rombach, she's had moments where she stepped into that role pretty nicely.
And Miller still serving for Calvert. They'll set up for Wassman. Far side, deflected at the net. Miller digs it up. White setting it up for Rombach, and once again putting it on the back line for the Calvert kill. Second straight from the senior. They now lead by 5 in the third set.
Just more of the same. I don't feel bad with my assessment during pregame saying, no, Calvert's just going to roll, because Calvert has rolled. They are just a better team than everyone else in Division 4.
They're still serving for Calvert. They set it up far side for Wasserman, but she can't get it over the net that time. I think they're going to say Calvert touched it, though, so it'll be an Old Fort point.
Yeah, they did get Calvert on the touch there. Good call by the officials. There was contact made.
Andrew Miller now serving for Old Fort. Calvert sets it up for Shook, and Shook will put it right in the middle of that Old Fort defense after they rotated a little too much. Calvert back to a 5-point advantage, 7-2 here in set number three.
Earlier on, I talked about this sophomore class for Calvert. Just here's some of the names in that sophomore class: Carolyn Lanichek, Cameron Shook, Cecilia Palm, Olivia Miller, Allie Porter, Janella Kirk. I mean, these are girls that have really been talented throughout the season, been key contributors to this squad.
Old Fort has to send it over to Calvert on the free ball. Kate Rombach will get her third straight kill as the accidental free ball on back-to-back hits that time on the Old Fort side goes all the way out of play towards the Calvert bench. Calvert now leading by 6.
It goes back to what I mentioned a moment ago. Rombach has certainly come into that role kind of as a closer type of player for the Senecas.
Cecilia Palm still serving for Calvert. Lanichek will deflect that right around Olivia Jones and gets that one down for another Calvert point. And just like that, we will see an Old Forts timeout. 9-2 your score here in set number three. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout right along with them. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBBI.
Looking for a job? The Roby Corporation has several positions available. Seneca Millwork is looking for full and part-time general labor, starting at $16.26 an hour. Roby is also looking for general labor, seasonal summer help, customer service, building and grounds crew, and a local shuttle driver. They are also looking for OTR truck drivers. To apply, go to roby.com and find career opportunities under the company tab. And for Seneca Millwork, go to senecamillwork.com. Come work for one of Northwest Ohio's best companies, privately held and family-driven.
Are you seeking your next career move within the Ohio region? Are you looking for top manufacturing talent in a competitive market? MJ Recruiter specializes in technical and professional manufacturing recruitment throughout the Ohio region. We partner with automotive and non-automotive clients to supply candidates in the fields of operations and supervision, engineering and quality, materials and procurement, and manufacturing, HR, accounting, and IT. MJR raising the bar. Contact MJ Recruiters today at 419-443-1840 or at www.mjrecruiters.com.
Back we are here from Fossoria High School. While in that timeout, we missed a Calvert point. They now lead 10-2 here in set number three. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96-7. Palm will dig that one up after the attack from Wasserman. Manichek sends it back over. Now back to Calvert. Rombach will send it over. A diving save. Not enough for Old Fort. Calvert adds on for their lead. Now 11-2 as Calvert rolling here in set three, trying to take this district title.
Rolling is an understatement. They're absolutely pulling away right now.
Palm still serving for Calvert. Miller digs it up for Old Fort. Osman taps it over. White first to touch it. Miller setting up this time for Rombach. Blocked at that time by Jones. But Jones blocks it a little too strongly towards the Calvert sideline. So that one will fall again in favor of Calvert. They now lead at 12-2 here in this third set.
That's a little too much there from Olivia Jones.
Palm still serving for Calvert. Accidental free ball now back to Calvert. White setting up for Kate Laney. Dug out that time by Old Fort. They set up for Wasserman. Miller first to touch it after that attack. White sends it back over, but Jones blocks right back. Miller now sending it back over now to Old Fort. Set up for Wasserman, far side again, but goes up and hits the antenna on the far side of the floor. The Calvert rolling continues, 13-2. They lead in this third set of action.
You talk about a team that's been in this position before. Calvert, this is the third set. They are barely reacting to their points that they're getting right now.
Palm still serving for Calvert, but that one will go just a little too long from the sophomore. Gets a point back on the board for Old Fort. Deficit down to 10.
And we're dangerously approaching what I've been hoping for all year, to see a 20-point lead for Calvert. It's doable if they have a big run here.
It's plausible. And that will continue to be the case as that one is out of bounds. And big assist to the Fossoria Athletic Department worker to my right, who was able to get that and possibly from hitting our table.
Yeah, he did save our lives there. That was very nicely done.
Kate Rombach now serving for Calvert, but not for any longer as that serve goes a little too strong. So a couple straight serves from Rombach that have been a little too strong. Point and possession back to Old Fort.
But, I mean, you can really say most of the points in the set for both teams have come courtesy of Kate Rombach.
Laney sends that one over, but then blocks right back over to Calvert as that falls on their side for the Old Fort point. Deficit down to 9.
And a little.
You just had to say something about a 20-point
win. There's still a chance.
White setting it up for Rombach down the middle. That one will be in on the back left corner for the Calvert's kill. Lead back up to 10.
Still a chance. That's all I'm saying. Just has to be a 10-0 run here from Calvert, which you're sitting there shaking your head. You know it is possible.
Oh, it's entirely possible. Mangiola now back into serve for Calvert. And that one will be given to Calvert. They'll call a double hit on Old Fort, extending the Calvert lead now to 11 here in this third set. A reminder that today's third set brought to you by Wilson Tires. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton, online at wilsontires.com. Angiola still serving for Calvert. Old Fort will dig this one up. They set it up for Stover. Dug out by Olanicek that time. Miller will end up sending it over. Dug out again by Old Fort. They send it right back over. And that one will fall in favor of Old Fort for the Old Fort point. And Matt's hopes and dreams of a 20-point Calvert win have been dashed yet again.
Just one time. I just want to see it one time. It's not that outrageous to hope for.
Angiola digs that one up for Calvert after the Old Fort serve. They set up for Miller to block right back to Calvert. And joust at the net. Miller sends it right back over for the Calvert point lead. Back up to 11, 17-6. Calvert leading in this third set.
This Tiffin Calvert volleyball match is brought to you in part by Roto-Rooter Financial Design Insurance Agency, Schaefer Snyder's Floor Covering, and Campus Poly Eyes.
Jay Heminger now back to serve for Calvert. Wasserman tries to tap it over, and Calvert sends it right back again with great defense at the net. Now a 12-point advantage for Calvert, and we'll see Old Fort take their final timeout possibly tonight if Calvert can continue and close this one out. 18-6. You never say never until it's over, Matt. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic at 96.7. And Matt, you can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's 18-6.
Okay, and when it's 25, I will say that Calvert has won.
Just
assuming Old Fort has 23 or less.
I don't even know where to begin.
You hate it when I'm right. That's just what it comes down to.
It's not that you're right. It's that I don't like that you're right. There's a difference.
I know.
There is a difference. Now, I will say, and I would hope you'd agree with me on this one, the likelihood of Old Fort getting the 23 points
it's low.
Is about as likely as you and I climbing Everest tomorrow.
Again, never say never. A.J. Heminger now back to serve for Calvert following the Old Fort's timeout. Miller sends it back over after the joust, and that'll fall in favor of Calvert yet again. 19-6, Calvert leading into the third set.
6 points away from a regional semifinal appearance. Really should have learned how to count like that back in my school days. My goodness.
A.J. Heminger still serving for Calvert. Miller digs it up that time for Old Fort. They'll set it up for Wasserman. Dug up by Rombach. White setting it up for Miller near side. And that one will fall in favor of Calvert. Wasserman trying to dive and save it, but unable to do so as Hunter Yackel is unveiling his shirts, which he showed us a little bit pregame. It says hashtag not today, and it's because today is the Old Fort motto.
Yes, that is. That is a very good point.
And White setting up down the middle for Cameron Shook. Awkward angle, but somehow gets it over the net. Mangiola digs that one up now. Set it up for Miller. She'll tap it over. Wasserman sending it right back over that time. Calvert setting it up. Emma White special will fall in the middle of the floor. 21-6. They lead in the third set.
And Calvert just absolutely making short work of Old Fort tonight. This has just been remarkable.
And they're still serving for Calvert, their senior libero. And the senior libero will get an ace to her name as well as that one goes out of play on the left side. 22-6, Calvert leading.
Just want to state for the record, if this keeps going the way they're going, this is going to be a 9-0 run that cost me my 20-point win if this keeps up.
And they're still serving for Calvert. Old Fort will set it up on the far side for Wasserman, and then Heminger will tip it out of play. Able to dig that up. That will get point of possession back over to Old Fort. 22-7 to score in the third set.
That makes me feel better. That makes me feel a little better, I'm not going to lie.
Jillian Stover now back to serve for Old Fort. Looks like I'll say Old Fort was out of rotation, and that will give Calvert a free point now, just 2 points away from punching their ticket to the regionals.
And that's unfortunate. You get a point on that one. That was just a rotation issue. You never want to see that be the way that you potentially lose things here.
And White now back to serve for Calvert. Old Fort sets it up backside for Wilkinson, getting that one through the wall. And that one will fall out of play. Good kill that time from Old Fort. Puts the deficit down 23-8.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's such a runaway in favor of Calvert, but Old Fort has definitely hung tough on their own right.
Blankenship now back to serve for Old Fort. White will set it up near side for Rombach and gets that one through the wall for Old Fort and Calvert now. Just 1 point away from their fourth straight district title.
2 games in a row, Kate Rombach has had an amazing third set for Calvert. We talked about having a closer, someone that can lock things up when you really need them to. Kate Rombach has definitely started to fill that role nicely.
And we're back to serve for Calvert. Talk about that time by Oldfort. They set it up near side for Wasserman. It's too far! Calvert, for the fourth straight year, has punched their ticket to the regionals, winning this district final in straight sets over Oldfort.
And Calvert saw a little bit of emotion there from the team, very excited, but I mean, you had just a feeling that they were going to win this one decisively. So Calvert, district champs once again, moves on to the regional, and was that
in less than an hour?
In less than an hour.
And it is just now 7:30.
I mean, they just won that in less than an hour. You talk about level of talent, level of capability that this team has. They just finished a district final. District finals, by the way, are supposed to be these knockdown, drag-out affairs.
Which it was for Oldfort on Tuesday.
Which it was on Tuesday. Calvert just finished the finals in under an hour. You talk about dominance. You talk about sheer capability. This Calvert team is on a level entirely on its own. There's no one else, for my money, that can keep up with this team. And I say that with full knowledge, knowing they're about to go to a regional that contains New Bremen. Is it Buckeye Valley or Buckeye Central?
It will be some combination of New Bremen and New Knoxville.
New Knoxville, excuse me.
They're playing in a district title, and then either Lipsick or Miller City will come away, and those teams will match up. And Calvert now awaits the winner of Hilltop and Hicksville. They're currently in their third set at Napoleon.
So you're looking at a region that has number one, number three, number six, and number four potentially as the teams that will be in there.
And Lipsick needed everything just to get out of their district semis game because they actually fell down two sets to nothing.
Yes, they did. They had to pull off quite the comeback win in that one. So you got to look at Calvert right now, just the level of dominance. They got to be the regional favorite at this stage. I mean, it's early. You still need to fill out the rest of the region, but New Bremen's the only team that I would say, for my money, that can probably hang.
Unless New Knoxville can pull off the upset, which they are very good too.
They're very good as well.
We will likely see a Calvert
New Bremen regional final.
Yeah, just like we did 2 years ago.
Just like we did 2 years ago, just like we saw 3 years ago with a Calvert New Bremen state final, just like we saw last year with a Calvert New Bremen state final. That's the matchup. That's going to be who decides, in all likelihood, who's going to be state champion most likely. And Calvert, when you talk about strength of schedule, you talk about the things they've accomplished this year, you talk about Emma White being an all-time great in the state of Ohio, a sophomore class that has the second, third, fourth, and fifth leading scorer on the team in it, a junior in Hannah Miller that led the team in kills and is just... She just leaves like crater holes wherever she hits the ball. You're hard pressed to tell me that there's a team that can hang with these girls. They are just incredibly talented from top to bottom, and that's why they are district champs once again for the fourth year in a row.
Again, Calvert winning this one in straight sets over Oldfort to win the district title. They will await the winner between Hicksville and Hilltop. That match will be next Thursday down in Elida. We'll, of course, have coverage of that one down at the Elida Fieldhouse once again for that one. But, Matt, one thing I wanted to talk about before, but now we have time to lay out and talk about things, we can do just that. I know that all league accomplishments don't mean everything. They are just a pretty good indication of how good your team is.
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
I'd agree.
Calvert, they have Emma White, back-to-back SBC River Player of the Year.
Facts.
Hannah Miller, first team SBC River this season, second team All-State a year ago.
Yep.
Caroline Landicek, first team SBC River this year. Kate Rombach, second team SBC River.
Which is unfortunately low for Kate Rombach. I really feel she should have been first team.
AJ Heminger, first team SBC River. Cameron Shook, second team SBC River. So the only rotation players that didn't get any sort of all-league mention, Kate Laney, Mara Mangiola, and then some combination between Cecilia Palm and Olivia Miller, because really one of them will play just because of their rotations that Calvert has. When most of your team is essentially dang near sweeping your awards, pretty good sign you have a good team on your hands.
I think the fact that you can make an argument for all the starters to actually be the player of the year in the SBC is a good enough argument that you have a talented roster from top to bottom. I mean, Emma White, far and away the best player on this team, but that means doesn't necessarily mean offensively. She's just all around the best player. Hannah Miller is probably the best offensive player, with Carolyn Landicek being a very close second. And then you got to throw Cameron Shook in there as well. 186 kills coming into tonight. She had another six or seven tonight, so she's almost at 200 on the season. And the fact this team is young, that they're balanced, and that they have this level of talent getting these SBC awards so early in their careers, that this team is absolutely going to be just an absolute threat for the rest of this tournament, going into the regionals, going into the states. Next year with Hannah Miller for her senior year, and then the year after that with all these sophomores getting so much time, this is going to be just as impressive of a team then too. So, yeah, a talented team, very talented team. The SBC awards definitely are indicative of that. But the fact of the matter is, this is a talented team all the way down the bench. I mean, I can make an argument even for Samantha Wellman, a girl who doesn't get in a lot. She's kind of a rotation from time to time, but even as a senior, she's someone you put her in, you don't really feel like you're having a significant drop off based on what the rest of this team is capable of. So, yeah, this is a roster from top to bottom that is just frankly better than anyone else in the area by a wide margin.
The team currently out there on the floor getting their district medals from center court, and they look to add that to their list of hardware over these last 4 years in particular, as this team is looking to win not only back-to-back state titles, but for these seniors, their third title in 4 years.
I know it should, and I'm going to say should. I'm going to throw a little bit of maybe an uncertainty into that one. Should this Calvert team pull that off and win another state title this year, their third in 4 years? You got to make the argument not just for a good team, but one of the great teams all time. One of those dynasty type of teams with this senior class led by Emma White, that not only are they good, they're great, they're legendary. They're the ones that you talk about 5-6 years from now, 10-15 years from now, as one of the premier senior classes, one of the premier programs in the state of Ohio for a very long time. And this is what we talked on the Sports Huddle with Coach Adams and with Coach Lento about, building a culture, building a team environment, and building the right type of atmosphere to consistently win. Calvert is doing that with this volleyball program, and I would be shocked if there's any drop-off between this year's team, next year's team, the year after that, and then freshmen that aren't even on this team coming up. It's just, this is going to be a team that'll consistently be one of the premier teams in the state for as long as they want to be.
And that's one thing that you can definitely say is how great this team is this year, as they now have the district trophy and showing it off to the Calvert faithful. And Matt, that is, I mean, as good as this team is, you look at what they were able to accomplish a year ago, 29-0, only losing five sets. And yeah, it makes the bar that much higher, and now they're going to go try and do it again.
Well, and you talk about the team last year. Let's just talk about this year's team as well. They've only lost nine sets this whole season. And
that is still single digits.
That's still single digits, and you really got to look at it that you had two of those were three-set losses with St. Ursula and Liberty Benton. And then
LB was four, but still.
They didn't lose four sets to LB.
Well, but it was a four-set match.
A four-set match. Point being.
Yes.
But point being, I'm getting at, that they only lost three sets to LB. They only lost three sets to St. Ursula, only two to NDCL in a three-set match, and then just the one fluke one to Norwalk. So in reality, you're really looking at a team that's only lost eight sets, and it's only been in their losses. Otherwise, they've just rolled. It's, yeah, the bar is set high, and it's a bar they continue to meet time and time again, because the team last year was incredible. Very talented team, obviously undefeated, 29-0. Great run on their way to the state title. I'd make a compelling argument that this is probably a better team this year. Because last year it was really Hannah Miller And then sincere apologies, the senior that graduated from last year's team.
Huh? Ashlyn Jones.
Ashlyn Jones, thank you.
It's on the sheet.
Is it on the sheet?
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. Thank you. I don't read the bottom of the sheet. I usually use that for my
notes.
The bottom
is last year, Matt.
That's where I put my notes, though, like trying to figure out the assist totals and all that stuff. That's where I do my homework. But the point is, it was really Ashlyn Jones, Hannah Miller, and Emma White doing a lot of the setting. That was pretty much it. Lanacek kind of came on strong towards the tail end of the year. This year, we kept talking about throughout the year, the real problem that Calvert had, the team is so talented, they didn't have one person just to take over at the end of games. Where they could do like, okay, this is like Juravicious for NDCL, where just get the ball to her and she's going to close things out. Calvert is so talented, they can really pick anyone at any time to be the go-to person, and they excel at that. So, yeah, if you were to honestly ask me who I'd pick in a five-set match between this year's Calvert team and last year's on paper had a better win-loss record, but I think this is a better team, period. And overall, so I'd probably pick this team over last year's squad to be the better of the two teams.
That'll just about do it for us here today. Again, Calvert winning a district title in straight sets today over Old Fort. Big thanks to Tyler Reamer along with Cody and Campbell assisting back at the Tri-County Broadcasting Studios doing, of course.
Oh, they did the Lord's work for us once again. So the student section here for Calvert. So did everyone here at Fostoria High School. Great hosts for a district tournament. They did a wonderful job with it. And now we head south. Instead of go west to my child, it's go south, my child. We're on our way to Elida.
We'll talk to you all for more Calvert Volleyball next Thursday in Elida against either Hilltop or Hicksville. Still awaiting final scores from that one, but we'll have that coverage next Thursday from the Elida Fieldhouse. For my broadcast partner, Matt Common, this is Lance Morris signing off here from Fostoria High School, and you've been listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Come on, let's go!
Let's go! Go!
Yes, it's time to go.